Yom HaZikaron, literally a day of remembrance, is the day when we remember and pay tribute to the 23,928 fallen soldiers and terror victims in Israel since the founding of the state. What is the religious significance of such a day? How should we, as Jews committed to Torah and mitzvos, living in America, feel about this very solemn day? Some of us don't want to think about this day. See, we like Yom HaAtzma'ut, what we celebrate tomorrow, because tomorrow we get the blue and white cookies, tomorrow we dress up in blue and white, and it's festive, and we say Hallel, and we sing, and we dance. We like Yom HaEtzma'ut, but we don't like Yom HaZikaron. We like the happy, we don't like the sad. And just so that you understand, Israel is a very tiny country. And today, almost everywhere in Israel, almost everyone anywhere in Israel knows a relative, a child, a sibling, a friend, a neighbor who is no longer alive because of this great state called Medinat Yisrael. You know, children are supposed to bury their parents and visit their graves. On Yom HaZikaron in Israel, parents visit children who died defending Medinat Yisrael from its enemies. It is a very difficult day in Israel. So how should we feel living thousands of miles away from Medinat Yisrael on this day? I would like to share with you how I view Yom HaZikaron from a Torah perspective in the hopes that maybe some of these ideas will resonate with you. First, Yom HaZikaron is an opportunity to express Hakarat HaTov, gratitude, to those who gave their lives defending Medinat Yisrael. And as an extension of that, those brave soldiers who currently put their lives on the line defending Medinat Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, former chief rabbi of Israel, told a story about the late Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, one of the Gedolei Torah in Eretz Yisrael, who passed away a number of years ago, was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Kol Torah. Every day, someone would drive Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach from his home in Shari Chesed to his yeshiva called Torah in Beit Vegan. The rabbi would occasionally ask the driver to pull up for a few moments outside Har Herzl, the cemetery where Israeli soldiers were buried, so that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach could recite Tehillim. Why did he do this? The answer can be found in another story told about the great rabbi. A student once approached Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and asked him if he could have a time out from his studies so that he could travel north to pray at the graves of Tzaddikim in northern Israel, in places like Tzfat. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach looked perplexed, but did not immediately answer. Sensing hesitation from the great rabbi, the student elaborated, explaining that he had some personal issues to think about. And he felt that by praying by the righteous in these kavarim, in these cemeteries up north, it would help. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach replied that he fully understood exactly what the student wanted to do and why he wanted to do it. But he could not understand why he would travel 4 hours to pray by the graves of a few tzaddikim, when there were thousands buried on Har Herzl, just 5 minutes away from the yeshiva. Yom HaZikaron is a day that we are grateful for all of those who died in defense of our country, religious and non-religious, whether they keep Shabbat and Kashrut or whether they do not keep Shabbat or Kashrut. Of course, it is our dream and desire that all Jews should be Torah observant Jews. But on this day of Yom HaZikaron, we offer Hakarat HaTov. We offer gratitude to all Jews who died in defense of our country and for all Jews who are prepared to die for our country because they are all tzaddikim. Secondly, it is very interesting that Yom HaZikaron immediately precedes Yom HaTzmaut. It's the day immediately prior to Yom HaTzmaut. I think it is rather easy for us living in America to make the transition from the sadness of Yom HaZikaron to the happiness of Yom HaTzmaut. But for some Israelis who lost a husband or who lost a son defending this country, the transition is just too painful. How can you go from extreme, absolute devastation to utter celebration with the flip of a switch? For me, at least, I view these 2 days like the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we recite on Seder night. The Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim tells us that we do not simply thank Hashem for taking us out of Egypt. We must be matchil bignut u'mesayim bishvach. We must first start with the bad, the slavery, and then we mention how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how God freed us. Why do we do that? And the answer is that to appreciate the miracles of Hashem even more. The more that we truly understand how bad it was in Egypt, the more we appreciate the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us when we left Egypt. Similarly, before COVID, it was easy for us to fly to Israel and to appreciate this great country, and it's wonderful to tour the sites of the country, to know that a country exists that's a home for every single Jew, and it's a fulfillment of the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to our ancestors thousands of years ago. And it seems pretty safe in Israel now. But it's another thing to appreciate the great miracles that Hashem did for us in helping us return and reestablish the state of Israel when we truly realize how dangerous this experiment called Medinat Yisrael has been. It has claimed the lives of almost 24,000 soldiers and terror victims. It's not like the UN voted on November 29th, 1947 for a Jewish state, and the whole world said, sure, not a problem. It has been very painful, and it has been very tragic. Just to give you a perspective, in 1948, when the state of Israel was created, there were 600,000 Jews living in Israel, and 6,000 died in the War of Independence. That's 1 in 100. Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmaut are a package deal. The more we realize the gnus, the suffering, the tragedy of Yom HaZikaron, the more kavana we will have when we sing the Hallel tomorrow to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the unbelievable miracle called Medinat Yisrael. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, tells us that Eretz Yisrael is only given through Yisurim, through suffering. the brunt of these Yisurim are taken by our beloved soldiers of the IDF, those who voluntarily chose to be Moser Nefesh, to sacrifice, so that Medinat Yisrael could be the thriving country that it is today, both in Gashmius and in Ruchnius. As we listen to the Kelmale prayer, let us reflect on their sacrifice, and in the merit of their sacrifice, we should be zoche to see a time of shalom in Eretz Yisrael when this sacrifice is no longer necessary. Please rise.